I mentioned it was Monday, right? You know what happens on Monday at 4:35? We get a little clue into the world of finance and what's going on Wall Street. And the only person that I would ever think about talking about that with is my friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. I'm happy to say Carl is here. Carl, welcome aboard, sir.
Great to be here, Mayor Katz.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Now, before we move on, tell us about your big cross-country adventure. When exactly are you going to fire up the turbo on the brand new RV?
Trying to figure that out.
Oh, okay.
I haven't figured it out yet. Got to get in my calendar, which is tricky.
All right. But you've actually driven it, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, all right. I'm
ready to roll.
I just wanted to be sure. I'd hate to think that you had purchased it like off of Craigslist or something and you were hoping all the pieces showed up. No?
No. I got a good deal on it, though.
Okay.
So that was nice. It did
all
work
right.
out.
Well,
yeah.
Good. I am actually very, very happy to hear you talking about that. Now, let me use that as a jumping off point, because it seems to me we've got, and not just the United States, I guess everywhere around the world, but here in particular, God, we've got millions of people with this pent-up vacation angst, right? Everybody wants to be anywhere except where they've been for the last 15 months.
Yep, exactly. People have been telling me if I want to get into those campgrounds, you got to get out pretty far down the road right now to reserve a spot in them.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So what does that say for business? I mean, you obviously, all kidding aside, you look not at just what's happening today, but you look at what could be happening months down the road. So what sort of stocks, as an example, what sort of companies should we be looking at as people want to travel and vacation?
So there has been a lot of pent-up demand, which is one of the reasons we've been pretty bullish yet on the stock market. Which, by the way, today we didn't have the trifecta, but we hit the double.
Okay.
So the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both hit record highs.
Wow.
And the NASDAQ, that's more of the tech and the growth type companies. And so those are still doing strong. So, for instance, we own NVIDIA. And NVIDIA makes chips, and they make a lot of the stuff for the artificial intelligence for these Teslas and electronic vehicles. Their stock over the last 1 year is up 100%.
No way. Really? Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
So
pretty incredible.
It doubled is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You start using that fancy percentage stuff, and I get confused.
Dumb it down for you. Yeah. Sorry about
that. All right. So it's up double what it was. So last year it was $1. This year it's $2. I got it now. By the way,
yeah.
how much does it really sell for per share?
I think it's up around almost $800 a share.
For one share?
One share.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Carl, what's the most expensive share? If I just wanted to buy one share of something, is there one company that you go, oh, my God, you're not going to believe what this sells for?
Yeah, and I don't even track the cost of it, but it's the Berkshire Hathaway.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? From Nebraska. Yeah.
Warren Buffett.
$100,000
for one share.
Yeah, but, you know, let's be honest, there are only two shares in existence, and he owns both of them. So I don't know. I mean, like a real company, you know, not one of those fly-by-night operations like Warren Buffett has.
Probably one of the higher ones is Amazon, $3,500 for one share.
No way. Oh, my gosh.
That's expensive.
Wow. You know, I can remember. See, this is where I go into my old man thing. Carl, sit down. Let me tell you a story, sonny. I can remember, like, when people were going, oh, Amazon is like $200 a share. And people going, please, who's going to use that? Who, you know, we got a million stores. Or now $3,500 a share? Good Lord.
Yeah, incredible. So another one everybody's going to be looking back on down the road somewhere is cryptocurrency. There's going to be, like Amazon was to the internet, There's going to be a company that's going to be that to cryptocurrency. Not sure who it's going to be yet, but I think we need to start watching those a little bit.
All right. Well, now, do you mind educating us a little bit? Because we've heard about Bitcoin, right? And that was up over a gazillion dollars one week. And then it was, you could get eight of them for a nickel or something. And then there's, I don't even know, is it Dogecoin or Doggycoin?
Well, I think the first one was correct, but I like the sound of the second one better.
Okay,
Doggy coin.
Yeah. So are those real things? And if so, how do they operate? Because I don't understand that. I know you're shocked, but I don't understand that.
So really what it is it's electronic currency, digital currency. So it's, and the way they built it through what's called blockchain makes it almost impossible, because all of the little codes and all of your information is stored on servers all over the world, and it's bouncing back and forth. And so there, it's really hard to hack. Now, so for instance, some of the politicians are now asking for donations or allowing donations to be made in cryptocurrency, because then nobody sees who the donor is.
Oh my gosh. Well, and that's why it was very popular with organized crime, right? You remember Silk Road? That was the interweb on the dark web for all the bad stuff. You could buy drugs, you could order hits on your mother-in-law, you could, you know, just terrible, terrible things. And the FBI came in and shut it down. But that was only able to exist because they were, right at the beginning, they were accepting these Bitcoin payments, because nobody knew nothing at all.
Yeah, can't track them.
Yeah.
So the other thing is, I think that technology is going to be used in a lot more than just money in the future.
Okay.
So the technology is also valuable.
Interesting. All right, so I have to throw the red flag, because I got to figure that our friends inside the federal government, and they're all fine people, I should mention that for the record, but they don't like to think that somebody has money and they're not paying taxes on it. Are they not figuring out some way to get their bite of your cryptocurrency?
Yeah, definitely. So government is all over it, because right now they can't regulate it, and that bothers them. So they're working hard.
Carl, that bothers them a lot. They love regulate. If they could regulate how much cream was in my coffee right now, and in fact, I think in three cities in America, they do regulate that, right? It's crazy.
I think so. Like, my wife regulates how many Krispy Kreme donuts I can eat.
The nerve of her. Although she's probably right. I mean, you know, our wives. Oh, now that reminds me, you mentioned wives. Now, your wife is an amazing woman, and making sure you're healthy. My wife is buying the Easy Spirit Shoe Company one pair of shoes at a time. So I was just curious, do we see brick and mortar returning heavy, or will we still see people like my wife going, yeah, I'm not leaving the house. I got a shipment of 12 pairs of shoes coming tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think brick and mortar is coming back heavy. I don't think it'll be back close to where it was.
Interesting.
So much has shifted to the internet, and they're making it easier. They're shipping things faster, and it's making a huge difference. And a lot of people just got used to it that never would have done it, that kind of were forced to for a while.
Yeah.
So.
Now, what about the hit to business? I believe it or not, I know this will also come as a shock, I do read the Wall Street Journal. I was appalled to realize there was no comics section, but I do read the Wall Street Journal. And they are covering the Great Resignation, right? That's the title for it. The Great Resignation is this movement around America with people saying, you know what? This past year, past 15 months, has really taught us there are things that are way more important than showing up to an office every day. And so if you're not going to let us work from home, or, you know, sort of modify our schedules, we're out. Is that going to be, in your opinion, a big thing moving forward?
Yeah, I think so. I have seen some surveys saying maybe 30% of employees that are not going to go back if they're forced to go back to the office. They're going to go back and search. So now you can get a job anywhere. It doesn't have to be in your city, doesn't have to be in your state, doesn't even have to be in your country.
Right.
And you can set it home in your sporting wear.
Oh, come on. You were going to say underwear. We both know it. Come on, Carlson. Count with it, please. All right.
So, I tried.
But see, you're a professional and you're a class act. Leave it to me to remind everybody. But you knew what you were thinking. So, Carl, listen, all kidding aside, I remind everybody, you are my my financial advisor now. You got some of my money. Not nearly enough. We got to grow it. I do want to sit down with you face-to-face soon so we can figure out what we're going to do. But I want other people to take advantage of talking to you. And one of the things I always try and remind people about, and I'm really serious as a heart attack on this one, Carl, is that there are a lot of folks that are in this space, and most of them, talking to them is like watching paint dry. And then they hear you on Monday afternoons and say, you know, the guy's got a sense of humor. He's got a nice personality. He can hang with Jeff. I like this guy. So I do want them to reach out to you. So what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, there's two ways, 844-CARLSON and carlsonfinancial.com.
Perfect. I love it. Carl, I know we're all off next Monday, but I'm hoping you'll be able to make time for us on Tuesday, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. They canceled one of my RV rides, and so I'm on for Tuesday now.
Okay. Go with the unleaded, Carl. All right. That is our friend Carlson from Carlson Financial, 844-CARLSON, carlsonfinancial.com. And what I just said to Carl is exactly what I repeat for you. No, not sitting around in your underwear. Although, you know, if you want to do that, it's up to you. No, there are a lot of people in the financial space. There are a lot of people. I know that. I've talked to many of them, and they're boring. And they're so boring. Like, your eyes will bleed as you listen to these guys. And then you get Carl, who's like, yeah, listen, I can help you make a lot of money. I can safeguard the money you've got. Oh, and by the way, I'm actually fun to hang out with. And that's absolutely the case. He's a good, good guy. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.